years, supporters of President-elect Andrés Manuel López Obrador celebrate his landslide victory. After two failed bids for the presidency, the former Mexico City mayor has claimed more than 53% of the votes, a margin not seen in the country for many years. It's a stinging rebuke to the Governing Institutional Revolution Party, or PRI, who has ruled Mexico for 77 of the past 89 years. Delivering his victory speech, the 64-year-old promised to eradicate violence and corruption in the country.
The new national project will seek to establish an authentic democracy, and we do not intend to establish a dictatorship. The changes will be profound, but in accordance with established order. We'll guarantee all the individual and social freedoms, as well as the rights of citizens in our Constitution.
Playing down fears of radicalism and criticisms that his policies would destroy the country's economy, Mr. Obrador says he plans to govern for all Mexicans.
I reiterate my promise not to betray your confidence, which millions of Mexicans have placed in me. I will govern honestly and justly. I will not fail you.
In contrast to the expensive lifestyles of a number of PRI members, he says he plans to live in his own middle-class home, turn the official residence into an art centre, sell the presidential plane, and slash his salary. Mr. Obrador's political opponent, José Antonio Meade from the PRI, conceded defeat shortly after polls closed nationwide.
At this moment, we have to recognise that with the trends, it is Andrés Manuel López Obrador who has the majority. He will have the responsibility to steer the executive office for the well-being of Mexico. I wish him well.
Political consultant Josue Escobedo says the rise of Mr. Obrador represents a seismic shift in the country's political landscape.
Andrés Manuel represents the beginning of the change. He represents the beginning of the Mexican population thinking differently and taking party politics more toward the left. Something that scares me a little is the number of people who are exorbitantly hopeful.
This Mexico voter says there's a sense of renewed hope and expectation.
I hope that the new president will bring a new look to this country, which is also the wish of the entire Mexican people. And also, I want Mexico to maintain good relations with other countries and attract more foreign investment.
Regional leaders congratulated Mr. Obrador, with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau saying the two leaders share common goals on trade and human rights advancements. Tensions with the United States over President Donald Trump's call for a wall on the US-Mexican border were put to one side. In a message posted on Twitter, Mr. Trump said, "I look very much forward to working with him. There is much to be done that will benefit both the United States and Mexico." Responding to that overture, Mr. Obrador says there will be a change in Mexico's relationship with its key trading partner.
We will search for a relationship with the US government based on friendship and development, always with mutual respect and in defence of our compatriots, immigrants who live and work in that country.
Mr. Obrador is due to take office on December 1st. Biwa Kwan, SBS News.